AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump says Iran
made a big mistake.
Tension has increased after Iran shot down a U.S. drone. AP Sagar Magani has more.
The Air Force's top Mideast commander says it was an unprovoked attack on a drone flying in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz.
An attempt to disrupt our ability to monitor the area.
But minutes after Lieutenant General Joseph Guastella spoke, the president suggested the attack was unintentional.
I would imagine it was a general or somebody that made a mistake in shooting that drone down.
Retired Army Colonel David Maxwell says that's possible.
Mistakes happen,
albeit with consequences. Asked about a U.S. response, the president repeatedly said, "You'll find out." Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The president and top administration officials briefed congressional leaders at the White House Situation Room this afternoon. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Trump has to find ways to ease the tension while also working with U.S. allies.
We must act in a way that does not, that does de-escalate and does not escalate the tensions and the situation there. And again, I come right back to where I began that phrase. We must be fully engaged with our allies.
A witness in a court-martial trial, a murder trial of a Navy SEAL, testifies that he, not Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher, killed a teenage Iraqi prisoner of war. Corey Scott says Gallagher unexpectedly stabbed the boy in the shoulder as they were treating him for wounds from an airstrike, but he put his hand over a tube in his airway in a mercy killing to keep the teen out of the hands of Iraqi troops. Gallagher's attorney, Timothy Parlatore.
What is the cause of death? And what we learned, Chief Gallagher is not guilty of murder.
Scott was testifying under a grant of immunity. The Navy says it will not drop the murder charges against Gallagher. This is AP Radio News. People are more likely to return a lost wallet if there is money in it.
The more cash, the better. The research involved planting more than 17,000 lost wallets across 355 cities in 40 countries. The wallets that had money in them boosted the response rate. More money was placed in wallets in the U.S. and Poland, and that boosted the return rate even more. Author Elaine Cohn at the University of Michigan says people tend to care about the welfare of others, and they don't want to be considered a thief. Another author, Christian Zuhn at the University of Zurich, said when there is money in the wallet, it suddenly seems like stealing. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federally funded $120,000 study confirms, not surprisingly, marijuana use went up in Washington state after it legalized pot in 2014. Consumption doubling, at least in Tacoma, over 3 years. Researchers analyzed wastewater samples from treatment plants, even portable toilets, for the active ingredient in pot, THC. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.